Good morning, sir. What is your name, sir?
Dean Raymond Caldwell, Jr.
Okay, who has... Okay, the Honorable Mr. Johnson will conduct your hearing, sir.
Sir, for the record, would you please state your name and your ADC number for us, please?
Dean Raymond Caldwell, Jr., ADC number 319352.
Okay, sir, we're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today, sir. To my far right is the Honorable Luis Quinones. To my immediate right is our board chair, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Michael Johnson. I will be acting as your panel chair today, sir. And to my left is the Honorable David Neal, sir. Mr. Caldwell, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification informing you of this hearing today, sir. You recall receiving and signing that form? Mr. Caldwell?
Yes.
Do you recall receiving and signing the form notifying you of this hearing today?
I did.
Okay. Sir, on that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. Sir, did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
Representing myself.
Okay. Sir, I also would like to introduce you to Mr. Oliveri. Mr. Oliveri is representing the parole office and the Department of Correction. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Oliveri in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do,
and at this time, the department would like to request an amendment to the warrant.
Okay.
Page 1, condition 2, the August 2nd date, we're requesting the change to August 3rd.
Okay.
And that is all.
Okay, Mr. Caldwell, you have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you, sir. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
I do.
Okay. Sir, the allegation on your warrant states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to establish residency at Reborn Assistance at 1302 West Becker Lane, Phoenix, Arizona, on August 3rd, 2017, as verbally directed on August 3rd, 2017. The defendant's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's an absconder from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based on the admission of Mr. Caldwell, I move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Okay. Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Caldwell, we're getting ready to go into phase two of your hearing, sir. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether we vote or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start off phase two with first getting some additional information from Mr. Oliveri. Then we'll be coming back to you, Mr. Caldwell, for any information you'd like to present to the board. Mr. Oliveri.
Offender Caldwell was released from the Department of Corrections on August 2nd of 2017. He was arrested on August 29th of 2017 by Avondale PD on our absconder warrant only. Returned back to DOC custody that same day. He has 26 days abscond. His projected supervision end date will be on December 26th of 2017. Current conviction, 2015, drug paraphernalia violation, 6 months. There are no prior convictions noted. He has only one term with ADC. CU and IR scores are a 2-2. Mental health score is a 3, and the substance abuse score is a 2. STG gang information, Caldwell has been identified as a criminal street gang member of the Juggalos. Caldwell displays a criminal street gang specific tattoo. Caldwell attempted to dissuade my attention when he was questioned. He did self-admit he is a former member. There are no prior terms of supervision noted. He has had no disciplinary history. However, since his return back to ADC custody, he did receive a minor for unauthorized smoking tobacco use. One other arrest, 2015, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona, probation revoked, and his community risk level is a G4-V4.
Okay, Mr. Caldwell, when you were released from prison, you were approved to reside at Reborn Assistant Associates at 1302 West Becker Lane, but you never established residence, sir, there. Why didn't you go to the Reborn Assistant Center?
Well, I didn't exactly have transportation to get there on time, and I was already late to my parole hearing, and I had called, like, I was supposed to be there at 10, and I called just after 10 and told him I was going to be late, and he said that was fine, just show up before 3. I showed up before 3, and then after I left, I didn't have any transportation really out of there.
So, where?
And it was getting late, so I was planning on going the next day, and I never went the next day.
So do you have family here?
I was in trouble. I do.
So were they assisting you or helping you during this period of time?
No.
So for 26 days, you didn't make any attempt or effort to contact your PO?
No, I did not. I figured he already issued a warrant out, so I was already in violation, so.
So he said that you had went to your PO's office and you were supposed to go take the urine sample that same day after you reported?
No, I wasn't. If I was aware of that then, I don't recall it.
Okay. Well, I was just going by, I thought that maybe I misunderstood you. I thought you were saying that you went to go to your PO's office and you got out of there too late to make it to take your urine sample to test.
No, I was supposed to go report to Reborn by 5 o'clock.
Okay.
And that gave me 2 hours to get across town. And I didn't think I could make it, seeing though I had no ride.
Okay. You didn't make any effort in the bus or anything, sir?
I didn't have any bus fare.
Okay. So I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions. So the board has no additional questions at this time. Is there anything else you'd like to tell the board before we go into discussion?
I've been given one shot and I failed. I've never done parole before, but I have 2 successful probation completions in the past. I mean, I can do it. It's not much time left. I know I can do the 2.5 months or whatever, if given the opportunity to do parole again. I can definitely complete it. Not a bad guy. I really don't have much criminal history and really would like another shot.
So you really don't. Are you still doing drugs, sir?
No.
So are you taking any classes, AA or anything? What are you doing? You're not hard. Did you work or what? Tell me.
I've been trying to get my clearance for work. I've been after my CO3 for that, but when I got here, I signed up for medication for depression and stuff like that and anxiety. That I've all been, due from doing drugs for a little bit of time now, and I'm seeking out help to make sure I stay off of those drugs. And it's kind of the first time I've ever done that, so that put a yield in my working process. On top of, it's anywhere between 30 to 90 days to get working here at this facility. I just got my clearance back last week sometime to start working. I'm told I can work on complex crew. I signed up for working, I forget what it's called, but it's in Buckeye at Sunrise. I'm on that move. If I end up staying here and doing my time, there's a working program at Sunrise Facility in Buckeye that I might be able to get on to further help me get a job when I get out. Other than that, I've been going to church Monday through Friday, Bible study at 5, Tuesdays at 2 o'clock, and then Sundays at 5 o'clock. I really haven't had too much time here to get involved with things. I've been trying to get into Spanish-speaking classes and stuff like that. But no, sir, I did not do AA or NA at this time.
So, Mr. Caldwell, if the parole officer gives you a class to take or something that you need to do, don't you understand that it's important that you follow through on all the directives of your parole officer, sir?
Absolutely. Was I directed to take those classes?
You were directed to establish residency at Reborn Assistant.
Oh, absolutely. I see what you're saying. Yeah, absolutely. I should have done that 100%, and I did not. Absolutely, I should have.
All right, does the board have any additional questions? All right, the board's going to go into a discussion, so is there anything else you'd like to tell the board, Mr. Caldwell?
Thank you for your time today.
Okay. The board's now in discussion, so please remain silent, however, stay on the line. Mr. Caldwell, this looks like his first offense was for drug paraphernalia in 2015. He has no prior crimes. He did get a minor for unauthorized smoking while he was there. He has approximately 2 months left on his time. It states that he didn't go get into the Reborn Assistance because he didn't have transportation to get over there. However, he was in Wisconsin for 26 days, and we don't know what he was doing during that 26 days that he was actually out. He could have been doing very positive things, as far as I know. But he'll be released in December 26, one day after Christmas, be a Christmas present for him. But I think it would be better served to let Mr. Caldwell go ahead and complete the rest of his time. When he gets out, he won't be on any community supervision, nor will he have a parole officer to report to. So he'll be able to get himself together, hopefully come up with a plan, and when he gets out, not have any more negative contact with law enforcement.
Mr. Chairman, I do agree with you, and I think that if he could get in that Sunrise program, as I understand it, that that's a good program. And it prepares persons when they're getting ready to get out to have employment, and I think that that would be great for him. I think that's that program, Mr. Oliveira, where they actually work with them for employment purposes that the governor and others have just recently implemented, and I think that would be a great program for him if he remains in.
Okay. Therefore, I am going to make a motion to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Caldwell and find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, had lapsed, was about to lapse into criminal ways or a company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Caldwell, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. You will be released in approximately 2 months, sir. Your release date is December 26th of 2017, sir. I hope you heard what the board said, and as the distinguished chair, if you are able to get into that Sunrise program while you're there, it's an excellent program to get into that will help you prepare, get a job, and be prepared when you are finally released, sir. I do want to take the opportunity to thank you for participating in your hearing at this time, sir. This is going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Caldwell.
Sir, would you put the CO3 on the phone, sir?
Yes, sir.